弟兄姐妹平安，感谢主，我们又来到神的家里面。
And I thank God that we are here, at His house, at God's house.
当我们一起唱诗，一起称颂的时候，我们就感觉到神赐给我们那个喜乐平安。
And when we sing praises, that we can feel the joy in our hearts.
我们感谢神。
And I thank God for that.
今天在这里，我们要恭喜有两位高中生和四位，应该是四位大学生今年毕业。
And today I want to congratulate two high school graduates and four college graduates.
也恭喜你们顺利的完成的学业。
And I want to congratulate you that you have finished your study.
愿神祝福你们未来的学业或是事业。
And may God bless you for your continued study and also your job opportunities.
也盼望你们往后不管怎么样的忙碌。
And I also hope that however busy you are, you will be.
如果你是工作的话，你再叫参加当地的教会。
And if you are going to go on job, and I hope that you will continue to join a church.
如果你是继续你的学业。
And if you are continue on your education.
你要参加学校附近或当地的教会。
And I wish that you will go on to the church that near your college.
当然也要可以参加学校里面的团契。
And also join a fellowship.
有时候我们在学校里面只参加团契，我们忘记了去参加教会。
And a lot of times that we may just go join a fellowship and not attending the church.
以为参加团契就是一个基督徒生活了。
And that you may think that join the fellowship is a Christian life.
但是我们知道教会是神的家，是神的心意，是神我们的希望盼望都在这里。
And yet we know that church actually is the home of Christ, and this is where we have our hope.
待会儿崇拜信息完了以后，我们会有一个还午餐的时间，我们会有庆祝的一些仪式和活动。
And after worship today and during lunch, we will have a little celebration for them.
好，我现在有一个练武的功夫的一个学生。
And I have on the picture, there's a student who is studying kung fu.
在很多年的辛苦的学习之后。
And after many years of practice,
他终于得到这个黑带的这个荣誉。
And he had won the reputation of black belt.
你晓得black黑带是很高的一个最高的一个荣誉了。
And you're probably aware that black belt is the has the highest reputation.
当他毕业的时候得这个荣誉的时候，他跪在他的老师面前接受这个黑带的时候。
And at the time that when he received such an honor.
他说你在获得这条黑带的时候之前呢，你还必须经过一个考验。
And his instructor say before that you receive the black belt, then you need to have another test.
他又问老师说还要需要什么考验，我已经到了这个黑带的阶段了。
And what kind of challenge would I be facing?
老师就问他说你知道什么是这个黑带的真正意义是什么吗？
And the instructor asked him, do you know the true meaning of this black belt?
那学生想了一下就回答说那就是表示这象征的一个段落我辛苦学习肯定的一个回报。
And students thought, well, this must be the reward that I receive after I reach to this goal.
老师就跟他说对不起这样看来你还没有毕业。
And the instructor say, I'm sorry that looks like you cannot graduate.
一年之后你再来见我。
And come back after 1 year.
一年之后那个学生呢又回来到老师这边跪在老师前面，老师就问他说这黑带真正是的意义是什么呢？
So after a year he came back and instructor asked him the same thing and what was the meaning of this black belt?
这个学生就回答说这是一个荣誉的象征，象征着代表着我们这个武馆里面的武术的最高的一个成就。
And the student responded, this is the symbol of honor, and that means I have reached the highest goal.
老师又摇摇头说，你还是不配得这条黑带。
And the instructor said, still not worthy.
你回去吧。
and go home.
再等一年后再回来。
And come back to me after one year.
一年之后，这位学生呢，又一再一次的回来，跪在老师的面前，等着接受这个黑带的一个这个荣誉。
So after one year, he came back and ready to receive such honor.
老师就问他说
，So the instructor asked again,
这黑带的真正意义是什么呢
？So what is the true meaning of this black belt?
那么看这个学生最后就给了老师一个令他满意的回答。
And so the student trying to give the answer that would satisfy the instructor.
这黑带，学生就说这黑带代表一个开始。
And he said that black belt actually means it's a beginning.
是一个永不停止的学习、努力以及向更高的标准挑战的开始。
And it's never stopping of learning process, and actually it's the starting of the challenge.
感谢主，今天我们今年毕业的这六位毕业生。
And I thank God for those who are about to graduate.
不用像这个黑带选手一样还要再等两年才能毕业。
And they don't have to wait until another 2 years before they can truly graduate.
正像这个学生最后回答老师的答案。
And it's just like this student, finally he had such an answer.
的确毕业不是学习或努力的停止。
And graduation is not the end of the learning.
是向更高的标准挑战的一个开始。
And it is actually the challenge towards the higher challenge.
什么是我们最高的挑战的标准
呢？ So what is the standard for the highest challenge?
你的人生的目的是什么样的挑战呢？
And what is the purpose of your life?
我记得在我高中毕业的时候，我们今年有两位高中毕业生。
And I remember when I about to graduate from high school.
我那时候只是想到说考上一个大学，然后呢就可以不需要去海军陆战队当兵了。
I at the time I thought that as long as I can enter a college and I don't have to go to the military service.
那海军陆战队实在很苦。
And actually was in the Marine and lots of hard work waiting for me.
怕还没有当完，我已经挂了。
And I thought that before I even finished the service, and I would probably die.
那所以高中的时候根本没有想到人生是下一个人生，这个人生的目的，人生的目标是什么
？So while I was in the high school, I never thought about the what's my purpose of my life.
所以大学毕业的时候呢
？And after I graduated from college.
我也只是想说找一个工作嘛。
And I just thought that to find a job would be
能够赚钱，能够过活嘛。
And to make some money and to make a living.
对人生的目的根本没有仔细去想过。
And I never thought about the purpose of my life.
那时候我还没有认识主。
And at that time, I do not know God.
不清楚人生的目的和目标。
And I do not know the true meaning of my life.
今天在我们中间，我们的毕业生中间，是不是你都有了你一个人生的目的和目标呢
？And today among our graduation, do you know the true purpose of your life?
还是像我以前那样子，初高中、大学毕业都没有这样一个清楚的人生的目的
？Or you were like me that I never knew back then of the purpose of my life.
我们其他弟兄姐妹，你心里是怎么想
？And for how about all the brothers and sisters?
你有自己的人生目的吗
？And do you have the purpose of your life?
感谢主，我们可以来看看圣经中保罗他的榜样。
And thank God we can use Paul as an example.
在我们刚才读过这一段经文里面，短短的几节中间，我们可以把它分作三个部分来看。
And for the passage we just read, that we can divide them into three portions.
第一个就是为要彰显基督而活。
And first is to live, so that we can magnify God.
也就是说，保罗他人生的目的就是为了彰显基督而活。
And in other words, the purpose for Paul's life is to magnify Jesus' life.
那么第二个呢，我们看到就是在死的上面能够彰显基督。
And the second thing is that to die is to magnify Jesus Christ.
最后一个部分就是他能够在生活中间能够彰显基督。
And the third portion is to live a life to magnify Jesus.
好，我们先来看第一个部分，为彰显基督而活。
And let's look at the first part.
我们一起再把这两节经文念一遍，我们一起来，用你自己的言语啊，预备来。
Let's recite the first two verses, and you can use your own version of your Bible.
预备来， 照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。保罗人生的最主要的目的就是要彰显基督。
And the purpose for Paul's life is to magnify Jesus Christ.
基督是他生命中无价之宝。
And Jesus actually is priceless in his heart.
也是他的至宝。
And also is precious.
所以从这个经文中我们看见，保罗他所渴慕、所切望的东西，没有一事叫他羞愧。
And so from the scripture that we know that what Paul had eagerly expected and hoped and in no way be ashamed.
也就是说他没有一件事情叫他失望，叫他落空。
In other words, there's nothing that becomes hopeless to him.
但是我们看到这里保罗他所盼望的，他所切慕的是什么事呢？
And so what was he expected and what he was hoping for?
它不是属于世界这些事情。
It's not something that in the world.
也不是属于罪恶的事情。
It's not something that is sinful.
而是他希望神所喜悦的并且乐意赐给人的事情。
But it's something that is pleasing to God.
所以呢这些事情呢因为神所喜悦的他就不会落空。
And because it is pleasing to God and it will not go in vain.
所以在很多时候我们自己所渴望所祈求的我们有时候会常常会落空。
And a lot of times what we expect and what we hope for and will go in vain.
甚至有时候我们会羞愧的一个地步。
And a lot of times and even that we will be ashamed.
那就是因为我们所祈求所盼望的是不是神所喜悦的事。
And it's because what we expect and what we hope for are not something that is pleasing to God.
所以这里说只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照样显大。
And here that's why Paul says that I eagerly expect and hope that I will be in no way to be ashamed but will have sufficient courage.
所以我们就看到保罗他的热情，他对生命的一个热情。
So we see that the courage that Paul is carrying for his life.
如果我们基督不在我们的生命中能够显大的时候，
And if Christ cannot be exalted in our lives,
我们这个生命是不是浪费了？
And is our life to be wasted?
我们的活着就是要让主耶稣在这个世界上显出耶稣他真实的他的壮观他的宏伟的一个光景。
And the reason that we live so that we can exalt Jesus so that we can show how great Jesus is.
一个天上神的儿子降在世上。
And who is Son of God and came to this world.
他是这么样的一个壮观宏伟的一个光景。
And he is such a great person.
所以我们的身世如果没有办法显出耶稣他奇妙的价值。
And if our life cannot show the greatness of Jesus,
我们的生命就是白白的虚度了。
And our life actually is wasted.
所以在这里保罗才说，总要叫基督在我的身上照常的显大。
And so that here Paul says that and he wants Christ to be exalted.
所以在21节保罗就讲了说很有名的这句话，就是说因为活着就是基督，我死的就有益处。
And we see this here on verse 21, the famous quote by Paul saying that if I for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
所以他在这里解释他如何希望基督借着他的生和死能够彰显出来。
And so that here and Paul expressed that through his living or deathThat he hoped that Christ can be exalted.
所以活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
And therefore, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
那在22节以后，保罗就解释了这节经文前面半部、后面半部是什么意思。
And from verse 22, and we can see Paul's explanation, further explanation.
从这个经文里面保罗的解释，我们就可以更清楚的看见，怎么样借着生和死。 把基督的彰显出来。
And we can see how Paul illustrate and to live and to die and how to through those and how to exalt Jesus.
我们先来看看在死的上面怎么样来彰显基督。
And let's examine and how death can exalt Jesus.
我们一起来读第二三节。
And let's read together verse 23.
预备来。正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。我们怎么样借着死能够来彰显基督呢？
And how can we exalt Jesus through death?
我们叫怎样的去死才能够让基督这样的一个卓越的一个价值和重要性在我们的死上面能够彰显出来？
And how can we magnify such an importance through our death?
死怎么会有益处呢？
And why is it that to die is gain?
为什么呢？
And why is that?
那么这第23节就告诉我们为什么。
And we can see the answer is on verse 23.
这里就说明为什么死亡对保罗来说是有益处的。
And the answer is on verse 23.
我情愿离世，这个离世就是死的意思了。
And he said, I desire to depart, and depart meaning to die.
情愿离世，情愿死与基督同在。
And he said, I desire to die and so that I can be with Christ.
因为这是好的无比。
And because this is better by far.
死亡的意义就是让我们能够耶稣基督更加的一个亲近。
And the meaning of death is so that we can be closer to Jesus.
我们离开这个世界，我们要只有与耶稣基督同在。
And when we depart this world, that so that we can be with Jesus.
在我们死的当中，把经历基督当做一个益处。
And during our death, that when we experience Jesus, and that is the gain actually.
就彰显了基督。
And that way we can exalt Jesus.
那就是活比活在世上好的无比。
And that is far more better than to still living in this world.
我们会想说，真的吗？
And is that true?
比学校里所有的朋友还好吗？
And is it better to all my friends in my school?
然后比在我们学生在谈恋爱中还好吗？
Is it better that when I'm in love?
比我们抱着儿抱着这个孩子抱着孙子更好吗？
And is it better than when I hold my children and hold my grandchildren?
比你事业成功还好吗？
Is it even better than your success in your career?
比你在退休以后儿孙满堂的聚集在一起还要好吗？
And better than after you retire and to be together with your family.
没错，你看保罗怎么讲。
And indeed, and let's see how Paul said.
好上千万倍。
He said it's so much better.
就是好的无比的意思。
And it is so great.
我们死的时候，如果将基督视为比生命更有价值。
And if we to die is gain.
基督就在我们的死的上面得到那个荣耀。
And Jesus actually will be exalted through our death.
如果我们学会怎么样面对死的时候
And when we learn how to face death,
我们就要准备好如何活着现在
And we need to be prepared how to live.
要不然我们这一生就是浪费过去了
And otherwise we're wasting our lives.
我们爱基督如果我们爱基督
And if we love Jesus,
我们当怎么样行在这活的中间来彰显基督呢
And how can we magnify Jesus in our living, throughout our living?
所以这里我们看到刚才我们讲21节的后半部就讲说我活着就是基督。
So, on verse 21 says that to live is Christ.
就是在生活中间我们怎么样来彰显基督。
In other words, that is living a life to magnify Jesus.
所以在生活中间我们来怎么样彰显基督
And it's how to magnify Jesus through our lives.
我们把这几节经文一起念一遍四节经文一菲请 好，这四节经文呢就解释了说活着就是基督是什么意思。
And these four scriptures actually further explain, illustrate to live is Christ, the statement of this.
所以保罗他说了活着就是基督，活着就是为了基督。
And Paul says that to live is Christ.
所以他从第22节开始来解释，我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子。
And so that's why he said on verse 22 says that if I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me.
这是译本不太容易了解，另外一个比较新的译本里面怎么讲呢？
And this actually translation is not so easy to understand than this new translation about this.
新点的译本说若我在肉身活着。
And the new translation says that if I live in my body,
如果我在肉身活着，
and if I am go on living in my body,
这对我来讲就是多结果子的一个劳苦。
And to me, this is labor so that I can bear fruit.
也就是活着就是基督，就变成活着对我而言就是要多结果子。
In other words, to live is Christ, that means I need to bear fruit.
保罗他的工作结出什么果子呢？
And what kind of fruits that Paul would bear?
怎么样才算是活着就是基督呢？
And what does that mean to live is Christ?
这些答案在后面几节就很明显的就出来了。
And we can see in the letter scriptures that the answer is there.
保罗一生的果子显然不是单为他自己。
And the fruit that Paul bear is not just for himself.
所以我们在24节看到我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧的。
And so that we can see on verse 24 he says that it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
这是保罗写给腓立比教会的信徒的一封信。
And of course this is the letter that Paul had written to the church in Philippi.
所以他不单是为了他自己，
So he lives not just for himself.
他是为着腓立比的信徒的需要。
And it is also necessary for his fellow Christians.
所以因此，因为活着就是基督，现在就变成说，对我而言，活着就是要结出你们所有人所需要的一个果子来。
And in other words, to live is Christ, and to Paul, that is to bear fruit for his fellow Christ followers.
Yeah, 他希望腓立比的信徒他们也能够结出果子来。
And he was hoping that church of Philippi can also bear fruit.
好，我们再继续来看25节。
And let's continue on verse 25.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，就是说教会的需要。
And we can see clearly of the need of church.
所以也就是保罗一生要结的果子的时候，他这里讲说，我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
And here Paul says that convinced of this, and I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
所以从这几节经文看到说，保罗不只是单顾他自己的所为他自己而已。
And from the scriptures that we can see that Paul lives not just for himself.
他为了腓立比的信徒。
And also for the his fellow Christian in Philippi.
为了腓立比的教会。
And for the church of Philippi.
所以在保罗中间，他在这几节经文里面，渐续的来解释说，因我活着就是基督的意思。
And so that's how Paul illustrate the meaning of to live is Christ.
也就是他在这里说，他在生活中间怎么样来彰显基督。
And in other words, he's trying to tell people that how to live a life to exalt Jesus.
所以我们很清楚地看见，首先保罗他一生他都在致力怎么样能够结出果子来。
And so we can see that Paul all his life he's working on to bear fruit.
那么再来看就是第二个部分，就是说保罗他贡献他的一生 来结出腓立比信徒他们所迫切需要结出的果子。
And also that he devote his life so that his fellow Christian can bear the same fruit.
那么最后在这节里面，25节我们看到保罗他的一生，他就要使腓立比信徒的信心长进，而且呢又有喜乐。
And also we can see that Paul eagerly wants Church of Philippi can have progress in their faith and also have joy.
所以这就是保罗所说的，我活着就是为了基督。
And this is what Paul means that to live is Christ.
这是他在生活中间彰显基督的一个榜样。
And that is example he said in how to exalt Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
保罗的人生的目的。
And the purpose of Paul's life.
他的人生的一个目标。
And his goal
就是要为了彰显基督而活。
And is to exalt Jesus.
不但如此，他在他的死上面，他要来也要来彰显基督。
And not only this, even through his death, and he wants to exalt Jesus.
那么在他生活中间，那也是要来彰显基督。
And also in his living, and he wants to exalt Jesus.
你和我人生的目的是什么
？And so, what is the purpose of you and I's my life?
我们的人生的目标又是怎么样
？And what is our goal?
我鼓励我们弟兄姐妹，我们找一个安静的时间。
And I want to encourage you to find a quiet time.
你会关上你的手机。
And that you will turn off your phone.
关上电视。
And turn off your TV.
也许到外面散散步。
And perhaps you can take a walk.
你在这个时间你可以想你可以跟神来祷告
and during this quiet time and perhaps you can pray to God
你可以编织一个比美国这个自由民主还要更珍贵的却但是却要更重要的千百倍的一个美梦
and you can dream a dream that it is even more important to this society
每一个人他可以跟神祷告然后他可以有那样子一个这么样千倍万倍重要的一个美梦在你的人生中间。
And you can through prayer that you can have such a nice dream.
我们知道我们所信的神。
And we know the Jesus that we believe.
如果我们有这样的一个梦想。
And if we can have such a dream.
如果我们愿意来神前面祷告。
And if we're willing to come to God and converse with Him.
难道神会不应允你吗
and why is God that not answer you?
难道神不会让我们有从他来的爱和喜乐吗
And he will give you the love and joy.
从他来的怜悯吗
and he will give you compassion.
让我们有一个愿意牺牲的一个生命。
And so that we may have a sacrificial life.
能够让人看到神能够以他为乐
and so that we can lead people to Jesus and so that they may have joy in Jesus
当别人看到我们这样的能够有神的来的爱彼此相爱的时候
and when others see our lives and see how we love each other
当我们的脸上散发出那一种喜乐的荣光的时候
and when we show joy in our face
这些他们就会看见耶稣的无比的荣耀。
And others will see the glory of Jesus.
他们会说耶稣真是伟大。
And they will say Jesus indeed is great.
我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣我们感谢你。
And Jesus we thank you.
因为你是昔在今在永在的神。
Because you're the ever-present God.
帮助我们怎么样能够在我们的生命中间来彰显你的荣耀。
And help us so that we may lead a life that may magnify you.
无论我们是生，我们是死。
And whether we are living or through death.
让耶稣基督在我们身上能够显大。
And so that Jesus may be exalted.
让整个的世界能够看见主耶稣，你是这么样的伟大，愿意来信靠你。
So that the whole world may see the greatness of you and so that they may believe you.
愿意来荣耀你的名。
And that they are willing to exalt you.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you.
求你听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
And hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.